street level. Jack is a man without eternity. All he knows to do is dig deeper and work harder and hope that the good life that he has cobbled together won't suddenly crumble at his feet. Jack thinks that he is offering his family the good life, but it isn't that good after all. As a husband, he is tense and uptight, ready to argue over every penny Jen wants to spend. As a dad, he is seldom at home because he is working constantly to stay ahead of financial doom. And when he is home, he is not the relaxed relational dad that every child needs. Jack's children will remember the big house and the vacation home, but they will also remember Dad's absence and distance. Consider how different things would be if Jack understood what eternity teaches us about the here and now. Imagine if he understood that the deepest, most satisfying joys are not to be found in the possessions and experiences of this brief here and now moment. Imagine if that freed Jack to be content with a smaller home, a summer rental at the beach, and fewer toys for him and the children. Imagine if Jack remembered every day that the God who was moving him toward eternity would give him everything he needed along the way. Then Jack wouldn't need to work as much. He wouldn't need to worry as much. And he could spend more time doing the most important work assigned to him this side of forever, lovingly serving his wife and joyfully parenting his children. David and Beth are also committed to a lifestyle that will not work. They are modern-day Epicureans on a pathway to disappointment. Maybe the deal-breaker will be bills that they are unable to pay or a health issue that alters life as they know it. But the pleasure-at-any-cost paradigm won't work in the long run. They have placed all of their joy in the basket of physical, material experiences in the here and now. They are so convinced that the good life is a life of present, physical pleasure that they have forced themselves not to look at the real cost, personal, relational, and financial, of this kind of lifestyle. While celebrating here and now, they have become skilled at denying the inescapable realities of here and now. They are engaging in a smile-and-deny way of living that is much emptier and more dangerous than they understand. Beth and Dave don't have a food problem. They have an eternity problem that results in food being in a place it should not be. Cutting the foodie aspect out of their lifestyle would not solve their problem, because their pack it all into the here and now quest would just migrate to another arena, and they would be as driven and endangered.